Mark Rydell, Book 4, Chapter 30, The Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. In order to show forth the great glory of the life after death of the man of God Cuthbert, whereas the loftiness of his life before his death had been revealed by the testimony of many miracles, when he had been buried 11 years, divine providence put it into the minds of the brethren to take up his bones. They thought to find them dry and all the rest of the body consumed and turned to dust, after the manner of the dead, and they desired to put them into a new coffin and to lay them in the same place, but above the pavement, for the honor due to him. They made known their resolve to Bishop Adalbert, and he consented to it and bade them to be mindful to do it on the anniversary of his burial. They did so, and opening the grave, found all the body whole, as if he were still alive, and the joints of the limbs pliable, like one asleep rather than dead. Besides, all the vestments in which he was clothed were not only undefiled, but marvelous to behold, being fresh and bright as at the first. The brothers, seeing this, were struck with a great dread, and hastened to tell the bishop what they had found. He being then alone in a place remote from the church, and encompassed on all sides by the shifting waves of the sea, there he always used to spend the time of Lent, and was wont to pass the 40 days before the Nativity of our Lord in great devotion with abstinence and prayer and tears. There also his venerable predecessor, Cuthbert, had for some time served as the soldier of the Lord in solitude before he went to the Isle of Fame. They brought him also some part of the garments that had covered the holy body, which presents he thankfully accepted, and gladly heard of the miracles, and he kissed the garments even with great affection, as if they had been still upon his father's body, and said, "Let new garments be put upon the body in place of these you have brought, and so lay it in the coffin which you have prepared, for I know of surety that the place will not long remain empty, which had been hallowed with so great grace of heavenly miracles. And how happy is he to whom the Lord, the offer and giver of all bliss, shall vouchsafe to grant the privilege of resting therein." When the bishop had made an end of saying this and more in like manner, with many tears and great compunction, and with faltering tongue, the brothers did as he had commanded them. And when they had wrapped the body in new garments and laid it in a new coffin, they placed it above the pavement of the sanctuary. Soon after, Bishop Adalbert, beloved of God, fell grievously sick, and his fever daily increasing in severity. Ere long, that is on the 6th of May, he also departed to the Lord, and they laid his body in the grave of the blessed Father Cuthbert, placing over it the coffin with the uncorrupted remains of that father. The miracles of healing, something wrought in that place, testify to the merits of them both. Of some of these we have before preserved the memory in the book of his life, but in this history we have thought fit to add some others which have lately come to our knowledge. The end of chapter 30 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.